I'd say we exceeded our workload. I feel very good about the installation phase, getting everything installed, and then having a chance to go back and review it. Some guys even got through it a third time. So definitely hit the target there. Then you look, the second target you look for is, bringing your team together, learning how to practice, learn how to work. A lot of new drills throughout the team, whether it's special teams, particularly a number of new drills. Each position coach trying to highlight their drills and fundamentals. So, getting that on tape, repping it, teaching it. So, I feel very good about that. And if you look at the competitive periods, there was excellent work. There was days where the offense had some good moments, and today the defense had, a lot of good moments. So defense had a big day today, with particularly the turnovers, three turnovers in the red zone. So feel very good about what we accomplished, and feel good about the start for the 2015 Packers.
And Mike, did exceeding those targets allow you to give so many of the veterans the day off today, or was that something you planned?
Well, the veterans, time off today at practice. They were here for the meetings and the strength conditioning aspect of it. So, was twofold. A, I felt like we definitely got the work out of that particular group that we needed, and to give the young guys as many reps as we possibly could today. So that's why we went, a bunch of different situations and things like that. But this today was really to highlight the younger players.
Any of those young guys stand out to you?
Today, just in today's practice, I think Hubbard's had a heck of a spring. I thought he did some good things today. Micah, I guess Micah's old, right? He's third year, but the rookies are still, still feeling their way. I think our second year players have, for the most part, in this limited environment that we work in, made a step.
Mike, what was that cutoff for who didn't have to practice?
Coaches select based on experience.
What was your message to the guys before they dispersed? And has that changed in your 10 years? It seems like most guys now understand that they're physically ready for training camp probably. What's the message for these 6 weeks, and has it changed in your
opinion? Well, the message wasn't just delivered out on the field. When you finish up, it's really been delivered throughout the off-season program. We've known since the schedule came out that the players are going to be off for 5 weeks. So, it's something that is part of the way they were trained. It's the schedule doesn't just start the first day of the off-season program and it ends. I mean, this 5 week period, the things that we do prior to that are factored in. So you continue to educate, particularly the ones that haven't gone through it yet. So, and it's important. Really, the most guys come back probably a little earlier than they normally have in the past, just to make sure they're ready to go.
What happened here, Mike, between now and training?
What will happen
here?
You'll have players here. I think the norm is everybody will want to get away. Obviously, the rookies got to go to the symposium, so they have the travel and their time there as far as the responsibility of doing that. But for the most part, you'll see everybody will get away, and then after the 4th of July, you'll start to see people kind of filter back in. And clearly, within the 10 days prior to training camp, there'll be a number of guys here working out.
Do you have to remind them of what a special opportunity awaits them and not screw it up in these 5 weeks, do something stupid, or do you have a group of guys that just don't have to bring them?
Well, we had our NFL security meeting yesterday, so I think that was a great lead into the vacation. So that, I talk about all the things you shouldn't do or that have been done in the past, and obviously offer you all the things from education and services to help prevent or get in front of situations. So that's a great lead-in to the vacation, from a overall professional standpoint. But, you don't just give one talk and things are going to, you know, just fall together. I mean, a lot of this is individual relationships, and, you know, coaches and players will be in touch with one another. So, I mean, it's ongoing. And but, yes, we have to all be safe and be smart, enjoy the time with your family, and make sure we're ready to go and take full advantage of this great opportunity we're going to have when training camp starts.
Hey, Mike, last year you basically redshirted three members of your draft class, guys like Bradford, Thornton, Goodson. What have you seen in this offseason period here from them, and do you expect they can give you a lift?
No, I thought Carl did some good things. I thought he came into training camp, Carl Bradford, in better shape than when he left. So, but, you know, it's – I think he needs to continue to grow. There's more there. Kyrie, I thought he started slow. I thought he's picked it up here of late. But, you know, really the defensive linemen and offensive linemen, there's only so much that they can do in this environment to be training. So, and Dimitri, you know, I thought his interception in the two-minute drill is what you're looking for. So, he's done some good things, but you want to see him be more consistent.
Hey, Mike, next month with Brett coming back for the ceremony, I just wanted to ask you, I mean, how important do you think that is for that whole situation to come full circle, and what kind of sticks out to you when you think back on his career?
Brett Favre coming back, you know, it's definitely – it's going to be a great event, and it's you know, it's definitely something that I think we're all looking forward to and giving him the praise and recognition and honor him based on, you know, his great career. So the one thing you always appreciate and remember about Brett is just his competitive nature, you know, just the way he attacked the position of quarterback. You know, he played the position. He played beaten to a different drum at times. I know that was my first impression when I was with him in 1999. So, The ability to play in every single game as a Green Bay Packer, you know, I think that statement itself is remarkable. So, great player, and this will be a great weekend.
Two more, please.
Mike, I'm guessing Jason prepped you for this, but remember a couple of years ago after you went skeet shooting and Jim Schwartz said, you know, what I can do that for team building, practice. Zimmer said to me that, so you don't get better at team building by playing ping pong. We're going to team building. Why is it so important what you do, and does it bug you a little bit that maybe people think that's not such a good idea?
Doesn't bug me. That's your opinion. I don't think you get better. I don't think a football team would get better, you know, or a team building playing ping pong. I agree with that. You know, I mean, hell, only four guys can play. You know, football players maybe two. So, hey, it's everybody goes about their, you know, building their program and culturally doing things. Our program is, you know, we're in year 10, so we've had a chance to do some things that we feel have worked, and we've done some things that we won't do again. So I think that's part of growing your culture and growing your program. Just where we say goodnight, goodbye, or, I mean.
Hey, Mike, can I ask you about one other young player, Ladarius Gunter? What has he shown you? I mean, you've had two starting quarterbacks start as rookie free agents.
Well, it's way too early for us. I mean, we run around in helmets and shorts. So I think he's done some really good things. He definitely shows he belongs. I like his physical nature. I think he's definitely stood out on special teams. He's aggressive to jump in there, which you obviously love as a coach. I think he's off to a good start. Six. We off 6 weeks?
I think so,
right? I thought it was five.
Training camp July 30th.
Okay. I mean, personally, it'll be, you know, family time. I mean, I'll be here in Wisconsin. We have a trip, you know, planned to go to Pittsburgh. But, you know, but other than that, this is the best time of year here. So I really don't want to leave. Our kids are involved in a ton of activities. So, you know, just family time and getting ready for training camp. Definitely. I mean, this long extended press conference is really dipping into my family time right now. But yeah, I definitely need it. No, I think we're all ready for it. It's been a very busy off season, just like every team in the league is busy this time of year. So I'm looking forward to spend time with the family, and we will be playing ping pong. So we play ping pong.
Thank you.
Thank you.